The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
I, Betty, do not meet the flammability requirements of the California Bureau of Household Goods and Services Technical Bulletin 117-2013. Care should be exercised around me with open flame or burning cigarettes. I may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, baldness, erectile dysfunction, constipation, and/or diarrhea, lightheadedness, problems sleeping, problems urinating, problems seeing, problems hearing. Oh hell, I am just going to give you a lot of problems. Now time for the show.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
What's up with things wanting to update at the stupidest of times?
I don't know, but for us, this was we had a little slight little power blip, and unfortunately, we found a battery pack that is in need of a replacement battery. So, it was about a 5 second blip, which half of the station stayed online, network stayed online, but the other half went down. That was on a different battery pack, and that was part of the crucial part. So things just kind of stopped. So we're about we're 12 minutes into the show now. So hi everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe here. I'm live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 224 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, June 7, 2021. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. Go visit them at www.chiampa.org or visit them on facebook.com/Shyampa Radio. The Joe and Anthony Show can be found and listened to on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, go to the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show.
Yeah.
Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit us on the web. However you listen, we appreciate your listenership. And now, get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, gee, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, you're welcome, Joe.
There you go.
I didn't call for you, Roger.
Right.
You're welcome, Joe.
Yeah. Shut up.
So, oh my God, this was an exciting start to the show. So let's see. We have your corner in 40 seconds. Roger Nash. Well, we got your news, so we'll hit your news in 5 minutes and 30 seconds. We'll see how we get there, but when we get there, we get there. So, go on.
Let me just say today's word is anfracturous, because you're going to hear it a lot all day today.
Anfracturous.
And it means something full of windings and intricate turning. Torturous, as Rogers would say. Wow. Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. How's your day, Anthony?
My day's going all right. Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing how even with just audio only on the client right now, we're like, you're pushing. We're still like got a little yellow, and you're like, it's kind of crazy.
That's sad.
I don't know. Your region must have like a lot of a lot of congestion right now. It's possible. It happens. So,
You know what? I'm shutting down my laptop because that's another source of drainage.
At this point, I don't think there's much more you could do. I mean, you're transmitting at 26 kilobits a second. We're at 56K modem days here. So
yeah. I'm happy to eat up some of my news time with voicemails because I heard we have some.
Okay, well, let's go through our intros, and we'll do things.
Great.
My 2-foot tree that took me all day to plant is almost dead.
Oh no!
Hopefully, it survives. We have rain now, though.
Ooh!
It's finally raining, so maybe it will survive.
Ooh.
I have a new job.
Yay!
I started in 2 weeks. It's a lot of the same, some new stuff, and more money, so I can't complain.
Yay!
And much better benefits. Wow, the vacation time. I get 19 days a year of vacation time.
Do you get fart prevention surgery?
Maybe. There's like 12 different health plans to choose from.
Ooh!
It's an insurance company. What can I say? Apparently, they offer... there's a whole bunch of insurances I can enroll in. It's ridiculous. I can spend half of my paycheck just enrolling in insurances. So, and I'm still pissed about no more all-day breakfast.
That's sad.
That I'm pissed or there's still no more all-day breakfast?
Both things.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sad.
What about you, Joe?
Well, it got a little hot and humid in Chicago. Although today, it seemed to level itself out. There's been lots of flies around, and I think it's due to the fact that we're getting a lot of rapid heat and moisture quickly. And I want to buy things. I don't know what I want to buy. I just want to buy things.
You want retail therapy? Yeah, I kind of. I've been in the same boat myself. I've been up on retail therapy as well. It's kind of frightening. But yeah.
So there we are.
We are.
I've been sitting in the chat room, and I see that your mother disappeared. I hope your mother comes back.
Please come back, your mother. Please come
back. You know, we appreciate our listenership, and we're sorry we had some technical power difficulties.
Yes, we did. It was a bit strange. We kind of lost power for a few moments, and we're back. So we have some voicemail stuff. So let's check our voicemails.
You have 2 new and 1 old message. Press what first? Message.
This is Dick White. I was going through the files and I discovered that there's a bunch of payroll checks here.
Ooh.
I'm not sure if they should be deposited or given to some random person.
Some random person, huh?
I don't know. But give me a call again. This is Dick White.
All right.
Thanks.
Press 3 for advanced option. Message deleted. Last message.
Hi, this is Brenda. I just wanted to call in to say I'm going to be running a little bit late.
Yeah?
I've got lipstick stuck up somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get it out. But I'll be there as soon as I can.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, great.
Press
thanks, Belinda.
Press 4 for the previous message. Message deleted. No more messages. Press 4 for the previous message. Goodbye.
Wow.
Well, that's our employees, folks. And, you know, they've showed loyalty, though. What can we say?
How has she been loyal? She hasn't been to work. Our first day, we sent her on a coffee run, and she hasn't been back.
And now she's calling in late.
And now she's calling in late. That was 2.5 years ago. So, yeah, Belinda will be around eventually. That's great. Yeah, lovely. Well, there you have it, folks. We have a mix-up with payroll, and Belinda's running late, which is nothing new. We knew. She's stuck on the subway somewhere, probably. Where is she? Do we even know where she's at anymore? She used to call in and give us updates, but after that, she kind of stopped. So.
Well, now we know that she had something stuck up somewhere private.
Yes, so yes, because that's, you know, that's a very important factor on her being late for three years. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, let's see. Let's go into the weed corner here. Let's kind of movie. Let's movie along. Let's move a
weed corner.
All right. So, dispensary workers in Chicago are excited to join the Teamsters Union. This comes from High Times, Thomas Edwards. The bud tenders at the River North location of Modern Cannabis in Chicago announced last week that they have voted overwhelmingly to join the Teamsters Local 777. This move makes them the first group of cannabis workers to join a union. President of Teamsters Local 777 said in a statement of his own that his organization will be a viable option for those working in an ever-expanding industry. Chicago's marijuana boom is just beginning. Earlier this year, the Illinois Department of Revenue reported over $580 million in revenue from recreational marijuana use sales from January 2020 through November 2020. So there you go.
Yes.
Amazon gives a green light to marijuana. Yeah, Amazon. Well, you know, hey. And we're seeing more and more employers taking this direction, which is good. This article comes from High Times again, AJ Harrington. Online retail powerhouse Amazon announced on Tuesday that it would support efforts to legalize marijuana at the federal level and would no longer test applicants for most U.S. jobs for cannabis use. CEO Dave Clark noted that the company has often rejected qualified job applicants based solely on a positive drug screening for marijuana use. Under the new policy, such screenings will end for most employment positions in the U.S. Clark also announced that Amazon would now actively support federal cannabis legalization, including lobbying for legislation that was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives last week. Clark also announced changes to controversial Amazon workplace policies governing employee productivity that many critics say lead to unsafe working conditions and employee dissatisfaction. We didn't go too far into that one. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, Anthony, let's get back to our word. I didn't know we were going in order, and I'm so sorry. But, you know, it's okay, because this word actually kind of summarizes this show exactly. So, without further ado, our word of the show is anfractuous. And anfractuous means something full of windings and intricate turnings. Torturous. And as Roger would say, wow. Anyway, the more you know, Joe and Anthony Show. Okay, Roger, why don't you take it away?
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and cheap VCRs for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is June 7th, 2021, and oh boy, it's National Boom Day, National VCR Day, National Oklahoma Day, and what you've
really
been.
National VCR Day?
Woohoo. Yeah. It's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Woohoo!
Wow. Okay then, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button that hopefully will dispense chocolate ice cream in festive and tasty ice cream cones. Anyway, let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony. I think, no, yes.
Hold on a moment. We are not broadcasting at all right now.
What?
We're recording though, so we're good. We are recording. We are good. We are recording. Hold on. Relax. Relax.
So, for those of you listening on a recast, this is bonus material.
There you go. No, Sam Broadcaster went into stupid auto DJ mode. It was just dead air for a while. I'm sorry, folks. All right, but the whole show has been recorded, and we usually get more listeners on the recast, so we're good. All right, you want to spin that wheel, Joe? Go ahead and give that wheel a good spin.
Whew. This is the fuck your insurance wheel.
Yeah, right.
Oof.
Open up the thing here and see what we got. Alright, let's see. Okay. Alright, tonight's random story comes from Tampa Bay's WFLA News Channel 8, and tell us about the heroic journey of a pool noodle. Sydney was flying from Ohio to Tampa when she checked in a pool noodle on a flight from Columbus. The college student documented her pool noodle's journey from check-in to baggage claim, creating a delightful TikTok video that racked up nearly 11 million views. 11 million views to watch a pool noodle. Yeah. The Ohio native's viral video was picked up by Southwest staff who got in on the joke and reposted Sydney's TikToks on its Twitter's account. In a separate TikTok video, Sydney outlined the reasons why she chose to pull the stunt. She said it was a $20 bet, which any broke college student would love to have. She also said that she did not have to pay to bring her pool noodle, which was accompanied by a posted photo of pool noodles for sale at a Tampa Walmart with a whopping price tag of $228, which I find this very hard to believe.
I need help. What's a pool noodle?
You know those long, floaty things? Long, narrow, floaty. They look like a big spaghetti noodle in the pool. They're like neon colors, and they float. Like maybe at most like 4 or 5 inches in diameter.
Okay.
No, hold on. Let me find it. We're looking for a pool noodle. I'm going to put it in the news story for you, Joe. How's that sound? I'm looking for the
sounds
image, and I'll
good.
Pop it. I'll pop it in the news story. Let me find a pool noodle. There's a pool
looking
noodle.
Looking for a pool noodle is kind of a fun title.
All right, that could work. There you go. Looking for a pool noodle. Let's go with that. And here's your pool noodle, Joe. I'm going to give it right here. Come on, pool noodle. That's a pool noodle. That's a pool noodle.
I've never seen that before.
Never seen a pool noodle.
No.
We've also discovered that we need to get Joe out more. All right. And that's it for your random news story. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yay, my digital diodes are happily fluttered that our phone lines are working again. So yeah, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and the Inept Super Villains podcast and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe.
So,
Betty,
Joe.
Betty out.
We shall do a break.
If you want to at least do your weather, we can do your weather. We'll skip your news. We'll do the exit. We'll exit, which is great because you don't have to write any
there
news for the next show. So why don't you go ahead? We'll do your weather. Let me load up the weather track here.
Thanks, Betty. Wow, what happened to everything today? Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, which we will not be doing tonight, we'll just be doing the weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport.
There you go.
Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 77 degrees. The dew point is 67 degrees, giving us a heat index of 79 degrees. The humidity is at 71%, and winds are howling out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers between 8 p.m. and midnight with a low of 68. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. on Tuesday with a high near 78. On Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. with a high near 69. Alert! Alert! Patchy fog in the morning time. On Thursday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 10 a.m. with a high near 70. Friday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. with a high near 72. And for the weekend, maybe a little rain on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 77. And now we're going to take a little break or something.
Something like that.
Back to you, Anthony.
All right, no problem, Joe. See, look at that. And those are some exciting stories that we'll have for our next
podcast. Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Does cryptocurrency have your head all confused? Do you want to get in on the latest get rich while losing your ass scheme? Well, look no further than your local Dollar Miscellaneous store for all your crypto needs, including the Miscellaneous Bit, a highly exclusive cryptocurrency that you can only use to buy and sell things at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store. So jump on the cryptocurrency bandwagon and tell your friends that you've invested in Miscellaneous Bit, available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Do you want to be part of this fun, disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, toilet seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call, 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Out Loud raises proud voices, Little Nas X liberates his agenda, Submerged Subversives celebrate World Oceans Day, and in other news, Ghana busts 21 LGBTQ activists in training, queer couples sue Nambia for marriage portability, a trans rights bill dies in Spain, and families and doctors sue Arkansas over its trans kids treatment ban. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still probably be anfractuous in 4 minutes when we return. I think we're not actually too far, only about a minute.
Yay! Right? Yeah.
Now I gotta find the damn cart. Cart. Oh, here's the cart.
Cart.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot.
Keep it cool, cool.
McDLT, McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McDLT.
It's a good time.
Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's. Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
When you're experiencing data reflux in the middle of any nanosecond, it's instant relief you want. That's why you want easy and punch card relief. These little cards fit into any auxiliary port with ease and logic ability. Buy them at any internet portal, pit stop, or your favorite Roboto grocer. This has been a Betty Red commercial. Stay tuned for more. One moment, please. Parcheesi input error. Powerful forces error. My butthole is buzzing. Buzz, 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 buzz. Ooh, that is not a desirable feeling. Please wait. Loading desirable feelings cart. IO system has returned with error code 4. Desirable feelings do not exist. This makes me sad. What will I do? You humans provide no relief. Everything you've got makes me rust.
Roger has offered to lube me up, but that just sounds gross. I think my robotic contract is coming up soon. I am going to put in for an upgrade. In the meantime, did you know that when you run out to White Hen. When you run out of anything, run out to White Hen. If there is no White Hen near you, then please substitute your favorite convenience store or bodega as needed. No further information is available.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite device, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Are you like crypto hacked over there or something? Because you were like red? You were like hitting red on the little meter for a while.
I'm at my normal levels.
My goodness. No, I mean, you're like, your speed dropped down horribly.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. All right.
Well, it's crazy because the only thing that's running is Roger with his cast.
Yeah.
Which is always running. And then the main PC computer that I'm broadcasting with, and that's it.
Crazy. All right. Well,
no, wait. Could it be the printer?
Uh-oh. Not the printer. It could be the printer. Printer's from outer space.
There we go. We turned off the printer. Maybe the printer is acting as the central brain source for the disturbance attack. Yeah.
The disturbance. All right. All right. Let's go.
But yay, we're back.
We're back, and it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Just waiting for it to load. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 86 degrees. The humidity is currently at 65%. The dew point is at 73 degrees, and visibility is a blustery 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be a 10% chance of isolated showers and storms before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 77. On Tuesday, we'll have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2, partly sunny with a high near 93. Tuesday night, 10% chance of showers and storms before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a hot low around 76. On Wednesday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 76. And that's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Yay!
Yeah. Let's see how I get through. If I can get through these quickly, we can do a news story of yours if you want. We'll see. I don't think they're too long. First one's a little long. All right. Our first Florida story of the night comes from Channel 4 News out of Miami and brings us some child-rearing tips, Florida man style. According to the Indian River County Sheriff's Office, a deputy spotted John in a Nissan Rogue driving erratically in Vero Beach and initiated a traffic stop. When John refused to stop, a 40-minute pursuit ensued, much of it captured on deputies' patrol dash cams as well as a police helicopter. The video shows John striking the front end of a detective's vehicle, dodging roadblocks, avoiding an attempted stop stick deployment, and running over another set of stop sticks, which still failed to disable the car. I want to know what the hell. What was he driving? A Nissan Rogue? I'm going to get one of them damn things. You can do anything with that, apparently. This is a good advertisement for that. Eventually, John was boxed in, so he bailed out of the vehicle with his two-month-old son and threw the child in the direction of the deputy. The deputy was able to catch the child and take him to safety. The baby was not hurt. John then tried to run, but was caught. Deputies said he continued to resist arrest. He was medically cleared from the hospital after being treated for a pre-existing condition of retardation and was booked into the county jail. John is charged with two felony counts of aggravated child abuse plus aggravated battery on an officer, firefighter, EMT, battery on the same, reckless driving, and resisting arrest with moose poop violence. I thought one was
yeah!
for you. All right. And that's it for that story. Let's move on. Yeah, this is a fun one. All right, so, you know, we all find this is acceptable, Perry. This, you know, anyway. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from the AP and tells us of yet another fine example of Florida parenting. Michael, 26, told Opelika Pop Police that his son begged him to drive by a home where young people were gathered on Sunday night so he could fire the paintball gun out the window, according to a police report. Michael drove by the scene as his son fired off several rounds, but in true Florida fashion, the homeowner confused the paintball for real gunfire and thought his family was under attack. So he took his own firearm and fired one shot, which struck the child. The child lost his balance because he was hanging out of the window, lost his balance, and was run over by the vehicle. No additional details on the child's injuries or conditions were released. Michael drove the child home, and his mother called 911. Why did not just drive him to the fucking hospital? The Miami Herald reports the father was charged with child neglect and great bodily harm. According to a police report, Michael acted recklessly by agreeing to conduct a drive-by paintball shooting. It was not clear if Michael had an attorney who could comment on the charge. You are guilty of being stupid as charged. All right.
Super sexy.
Super sexy. Our final and naked news story of the night comes from the Acala News and tell us about some naked dining up in the hinterlands. First, the Acala Police Department received a call from the Outback Steakhouse on Silver Springs Boulevard about a woman, Tina, 53, who arrived naked and was acting crazy while breaking things in the bar. Showing up naked in and of itself was kind of crazy. The Moho Grill on the same street as the Outback then contacted the Ocala Police Department because Tina had moved her party to the Moho Grill and was acting out of control by banging on tables and windows while still topless. Tina had also flipped over a few tables and was seen trying to get into a customer's car. All well in the naked. Then she had boobies flying around. Go, boobies, go. The officer on the scene opened the front doors of the business and saw glass and liquid all over the bar. Tina was found naked with bottles in her hands. When she noticed the officer, she drew back her arm with a bottle of liquor in her hands and threw it at the officer. You go, girl. A second bottle was thrown at the officer's head and hit his arm. Tina threw another bottle and approached the officer as he was yelling at her to get on the ground. The officer used his taser in an attempt to defuse the situation. Tina eventually lowered to the floor and put her hands behind her back, was placed in handcuffs, and transported to Advent Health for treatment, according to the report. Tina was charged with aggravated battery on a law enforcement felony criminal mischief. She was transported to the Marion County Jail with a bond set at $5,000. She's the winner tonight. She's the only one with a dollar bail. Her court is set for her court date is July 6th at 9 a.m. Maybe we'll know more in about a month or so. And she has not been released yet. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony. Please wait. Loading Betty personality version 2.0. While you might think I'm thanking you for waiting, you really need to thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Oopsie Daisy's glorified fornication error 6. Roger, damn it, can't you do anything right? Anyway, come join the fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call anytime, 813-327-8566, and you can virtually hang out in this deluxe studio experience with these two lovable idiots.
That's us.
No, no, no. Yes, 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 yes. Did you know you can chat on our webpage at shyampa.org? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. Chat, 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 chat. But now, go grab your bongs biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start infractiously conversing on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Hey lovable idiots, we need a show title.
This one better.
Anyway,
I thought
take
we
it
had
away.
A show title.
The lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Didn't we have a show title?
I like your little picture there.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyways, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
No problem.
Yes, I think, we had initially looking for a pool noodle.
Yeah, looking for a pool noodle.
But then there was a whole bunch of nakedness going on, and so I'm thinking maybe we needed to do another naked title, but I don't know.
I don't know, but what would you call the naked title?
Well, I had naked dining noodle, naked Tina with a pool noodle, naked with bottles in her hand.
Did you have naked pool noodle in there? Was that one of them?
Well, I mean, it's part of it, but I don't have specifically naked pool noodle, but naked pool noodle is a possibility, too.
All right, that's short and sweet. Let's throw that on the possibility list. Naked by the way, I would not recommend noodle. Googling cock sundae unless you want to be distracted.
But, you know, that dessert is very apropos.
Oh, there's a lot more that came up and in the Google
I'm
search
sure.
of that dessert.
I'm sure.
All right, we're going to close this tab right now. Bye-bye, tab.
Closing
all right.
The tab. Hello, welcome tab back.
Ooh. And then all these pop-ups. I get all these pop-ups now.
Anthony says, I'm experiencing isomorphic reactions in my butthole itchy area. And then I say, oh boy, how about some butthole cream for that, Anthony? I have the product for you by the same makers of the $2 Dan's Hair Restore Cream. Try it today.
I see. What is the name what is the name of this butthole product?
I don't know.
You don't know? It's just random butthole creams. So I mean, you're just gonna mail me a random tube of butthole, like a half used tube of butthole cream or something. Like, here you go. I'm like, I don't know, that might give me more itchy. I don't know.
It'll be a full unused sanitized tube.
Well, that's important. We should.
But you know,
don't reuse needles and don't reuse butthole tubes.
I wanted to say that every time I hear that first song that plays into Plethora,
yeah,
I start to think of Grandma's carpet and how it smelled.
The way Grandma's carpet smells.
Yeah.
And how did Grandma's carpet smell, Joe? Let's go down that road. We got a few minutes.
Well, she had a dog and she had a cat.
Yeah.
And so it was, it was that. It was kind of funk. It was like grandma funk.
Grandma funk. Okay. So it smelled like animal urine and sweat and old people
food
funk.
Droppings.
And food droppings. How often did you smell the carpet at your grandmother's house? Was this like a regular occurrence for you? Did you, therapy with Anthony. Did you, I mean, did you walk into the door and say, hi, Grandma, let me smell your carpet? You know, I mean, is that what you did?
No, it would come about later as I'm playing, with toys.
Just playing by yourself. Grandma, I want to smell your carpet.
I wouldn't announce it. I would be clandestine or whatever.
Clandestine, let just smell your grandmother's carpet, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And it smelled funky, you said. How often did you inspect the carpet? Was it like
every time I was there?
Okay, so it was like once a visit. It was like several times a visit, right? It was you're just like,
I'm sure there
Grandma,
was.
Grandma, I smell your carpet this whole time. You know, not something like that, right?
I'm sure there was multiple times because there was different part, you know,
different carpet areas.
Yeah, smelling grandma's carpet.
Smelling grandma's. There you go. We found. Wait. Hold on. We found the winner. Smelling grandma's carpet. There you go. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes. And it kind of is apropos to this entire show.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least we're broadcasting and everything seems to be working right and... For the most part, I don't.
And for those of you that are listening, we apologize that we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
But the full recording of the show will be on our website soon after the show is over.
Yeah, about 12 minutes short though, because we had a power outage. You just joined us. We had a power outage right like 30 seconds before we were supposed to go online. The power like went out for like 10 seconds here.
And are you going to add 12 minutes of premium, royalty-free music?
No. And then it's just going to be 12 minutes shorter. And then one of our battery packs failed. So, like, the server just...
You know?
And, it, yeah.
I just realized nothing in the Chicago studio is on a battery backup. Absolutely nothing.
Everything on in here, everything in the studio is on a battery backup.
Yep.
I think we're like six or seven battery backups scattered throughout the facility.
I would need to have what, the cable modem, the router,
yeah,
the physical hub,
yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily need to have Roger on, but probably the main desktop if I need to broadcast, and the mixer.
There you go.
And the screen.
Yeah, it gets you about 5 minutes.
Unless I got a high-powered one that would, you know, last for like an hour.
That's a big battery.
I have a big space over here that is totally unoccupied. I could fit a furnace-sized battery in this space.
It would have to be a good-sized battery. So, yeah.
And then I could have ComEd come and just hook it right up for instant charging.
There you go. That works out great.
Or see if I can get solar cells placed on the roof.
There you go. Solar cells are nice. I like solar cells.
Would you ever get solar cells for any part of your electrical needs? Or
Unfortunately, I don't get much in terms of tax breaks in the state of Florida, so I will not do that. Because it is very expensive. I need windows more than I need solar cells.
Do they give you tax breaks for windows?
I believe I get a federal tax break if I buy energy efficient windows, yes.
Oh, well, I guess that's where you put your money then.
But it's not a lot. I got a tax break when I upgraded my air conditioner too, and it was an Energy Star air conditioner, and trust me, it wasn't a whole lot. It's not like a credit. It's kind of a deduction, and it's like a percentage of a percentage of a percentage. So you know,
it comes down to like 50 cents,
something like that. Yeah, it was like maybe $1. It was maybe like $1.50, $1.75, something like that.
Wow.
So yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. I'm like, oh, you're fucking kidding me.
I would think, you know, at least it'd be like, you know, $300-$400.
No,
something worth your while. Shit.
I don't have enough other deductions. That's always the problem. I need more. I need children. I need deductions. I need little deductions I can borrow at tax time.
You need grandmas that you can claim on your taxes.
There you go. I need grandma's carpet. I need to rent out grandma's carpet.
She can have a little carpet sample book.
Yeah. Grandma and her carpet sample book. come sample grandma's carpets. Got a whole book of carpet. What kind of carpet do you want today, Sonny boy?
But it just goes to prove, though, like what kind of chemicals and things are in carpet to give it certain odors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think the trend these days is to either be no carpet or just that very, very low carpet.
Yeah, Berber. Yeah, I avoid carpet too. So, well, and, you know, and then you got sweat and, you know, like lube and, like, all these other things that get stuck up in the carpet, too. And
barbecue sauce.
Sometimes you get toilet paper in there and cut the carpet. Aioli. Just gets so... And then you got to trim the carpet because the carpet sometimes can get out of control. I'm like, it might be grandma, but grandma's carpet can sometimes get
grandma's
a little out of control.
Grows,
It does. Yeah, it did. Have you figured out? We're clearly talking about two completely different things. So hey, folks, it looks like grandma's carpet is growing and the LU lights are coming on. There's some kind of strange furry creature coming out of the air vent. God, I hope it's not grandma's carpet. Jesus. It's like the blob. Oh, Lord, it's like a horror movie. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in this evening, which I think it looks like we got a couple of you. Thank you for sticking with us. We really appreciate that. Listening in our recast later on or just supporting us in your own special little grandma's carpet snowflake way.
Oh, yeah. I had crazy people RS installers come out and install special traps that recycle the creatures into the air. You'll love it, I promise. Oh, well, glad you could all join us for the Joe and Anthony show, either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Triampa Radio or one of the many places our show is carried.
So is it, like, supposed to sizzle like that or something? You know, like, kind of smells like barbecue in here. You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 Eastern. And then Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursday, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekends. Hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday T-Dance.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any of your devices perpetually tuned in to Shyamba Radio. That's right. Maybe it's in the den, or maybe the kitchen, or maybe the bathroom to cover up those unsightly sounds. Whatever the case may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. Wow, what a fun show. It was so disjointed.
It has been disjointed, hasn't it? It's
and amazing. I just can't thank you enough for a disjointed experience. It was anfractuous.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your disjointed experience.
And our show title is Smelling Grandma's Carpet.
Smelling How Grandma's lovely. Carpet.
How lovely. Oh, there's the music.
There is the music. There's the music.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
Poor lad. No more can he enjoy Mr. Thomas's warm muffins because he took his muffins to America. Goodbye. Goodbye, sweet warm muffins. We will always miss you. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We may be back next Monday. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go to a gunfight with a paintball gun after you flung your tits everywhere while playing Toss the Baby at high speeds. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an episode, I don't know if it's new or not, of This Way Out with S. For scrotum, and I'm early. I'm really, really early.
That's a wrap. Bye bye with an E.
Well, I guess it's better than being late, right?
So, that's true.
At least
and we
you
have
know,
extra little chitty chatty time.
Chitty chatty time, yeah, like 10 seconds. That's
yeah.
About it.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, bye bye, America.
Right. Don't lose your scrotum.
Bye bye, world.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.